This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So I got a lot of clips from this debate, and by now you've probably heard a lot of them from other sources, so I'm going to limit them. It is not because I'm an egotistical person and I think all you want to hear is me, but I will say this. When I do other radio interviews, the people that wait in their cars and say, KJ, man, I don't go into my office until I hear your segment on so-and-so's show, they want to hear what I have to say. And you guys get the fortunate opportunity to hear what I say every day. And I hope you go to my YouTube channel to do the same. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I don't know if you caught the debate. I'm going to talk about the debate, then we'll move on a little bit because I want to talk about these emails a little bit and crazy Biden and some other things. But I'm going to just sum it up for you very quickly. I predicted for some time now, since I've been doing the KevinJacksonShow.com, Donald Trump would win in a landslide. And many of you, and I'm not going to get preachy, but just in case, bring my robe and my handkerchief. You never know. I've been telling you guys that Donald Trump is going to set records in the number of people who vote for him. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of a track athlete, a buddy of mine. His name is Sammy Koske, and he ran track at SMU. And Sammy was our 800-meter runner. And we would really need his points. And Sammy had a strange way of running 800 meters, because what most people do is they try to run it around 52 seconds to 54 seconds in the first quarter mile. And then if they're a really good runner, they'll run a 51-second or 52-second final lap, somewhere along in there. And it varies by strategy. Sammy would run 58, 59 seconds, and then he'd run a 45-second quarter for his second quarter. Now, if you've ever run the 800 meters, at about 600 meters, you feel like somebody just, a gorilla jumped on your back. I mean, you tighten up and your shoulders throw back. And I mean, unless you're a really good runner, the 800 meter is just a terrible race. Because it's not quite a sprint, but it certainly isn't middle distance. So anyway, the way Trump is running this election, it's like he ran a first lap at 58, 59 seconds, and now he's running the second lap at world record pace. You're going, what am I watching? This guy is doing better the second time. Now, do I sound surprised? I shouldn't. I predicted it. If you listen to the KevinJacksonShow.com and you're paying attention, what did I tell you? I said, look, here's what's going to happen to Donald Trump. Donald Trump will get his sea legs. He will understand the presidency better than anybody. This is one of the most astute, observant people on the planet. That's how you get to where he got. Donald Trump is not the richest guy in the world. I'll tell you why. Because he doesn't want to be. Donald Trump likes what he does, and he does it great. He's not trying to be the richest guy in the world. If he were, it wouldn't be Jeff Bezos, it would be Donald Trump. I've come to this level of respect for him. To say he knows when to throttle back. He knows what he wants. He likes the publicity. He likes the adoration. He likes solving problems. Jeff Bezos is about money. Now, you know what? I'm not even going to say that. I think he is. Okay? But Donald Trump, it's not about... excuse me. He's not... He's well beyond in trying to impress people. It's like, I don't care what you think about me. I do know what's right and what's wrong. And I'm going to tell you, if you watch that debate and you came away with anything other than Donald Trump kick the living crap beep out of Joe Biden, you didn't watch, you don't know how to look at a debate, and you didn't watch that debate. He destroyed him. I heard Matt Gaetz say that they needed to, luckily, hopefully they have Biden's dental records. He says, I hope they have Biden's dental records to identify the body. And it is so true. God, Joe Biden got run over by a steamroller. That was not a debate. That was a carnage fest, a carnage-a-palooza. What do you call it? Look, I got clips on top of clips, and we can play them. And I'm going to play some because I'm losing my voice already. But that was so much fun to watch. Let me begin here. And here's what I would like to do. I would ask you, what was the most memorable thing? And I'm going to tell you right now, and my hint, it wasn't any quip or anything. It was nothing like that. But it was the most memorable thing that I take away from that debate. And I guess maybe it was a quip because Trump alluded to it. But it's not what you may be thinking. But anyway, let me just give you mine. But you can certainly let us know. 844-551-8255. Here's what I witnessed. Here's Trump's appeal. And he did say it, so I have to back off of that. He did say it. Trump was not a politician. Donald Trump has been president for almost 4 years, and he's saying, I get things done. I'm a businessman. That's essentially what he's saying. And every time Biden would talk about what we're going to do and we're going to do, and Trump would go, he had 8 years to do it. He had 47 years in the Senate. What did he do? He did nothing. He had 8 years. He did nothing. That's what they do. That's what politicians do. This guy didn't. It looked like a debate between business and politics. And you know who won? Business won. As we say in the hood, business. He took care of business up in there, baby. Because he did. It was a spectacular debate. Was it exactly what I would have said? No. When Biden was talking about health care, I would have said, yeah. Because he was like, I'm coming to give you Biden gear. I would have said, yeah. And you can keep your doctor and you can keep your plan. See, I would have said something like that. That's why I say sometimes Trump misses the mark, but A- to A on this debate, without a doubt. We are more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Madam Speaker,
That,
folks, was Nancy Pelosi refusing to answer questions about Hunter Biden. It was very convenient for the former partner of Hunter Biden to do a press release prior to the debate. I predicted it, knew it was going to happen. Once the information broke, what else are you going to do? Anyway, it was, who won the debate? Simple answer, Donald Trump won. Why did he win? Because he resonated. The same reason he won in 2016. Donald Trump did not come off like a politician, and it was masterful what he did. Again, I don't like when you're debating Trump followed Biden to a degree. Biden would say something. Trump would say, hey, whether he was bringing up the Wu flu. Yeah, well, on the Wu flu, you got to dismiss. But here's the beauty of what Trump did. When Biden decided he was going to talk about the Wu flu, Trump says, look at what this guy did. He ends up, his plan that he wants to implement, it's my moves. It's my plan. Also, when I said we were going to ban Chinese, what did he say? You were xenophobic.
I didn't say you were xenophobic because of that.
Well, they fact-checked him. And sure enough, Joe Biden said it. In relationship to the Chinese Wu flu. So, how did Trump win? He got in every point that he wanted to get in. The same thing he did in the first debate. He was more combative. And it was obvious that Trump was told, don't be as combative. Let Biden make his mistakes. And that is exactly what happened. Donald Trump gave Biden rope and he hung himself. What most of the pundits are talking about after the debate had to do with green energy, oil and gas. Here's what people don't know. And Trump, if he had this little factoid, it would have absolutely been the coup de grace for him against Biden. Over 80% of the batteries are purchased in China. Over 80% of the solar technology is purchased in China. If you want to know why Biden is so green energy and the Obama administration is so green energy, it's because they are bought and sold by the very Chinese that we know is indeed the largest existential threat to American sovereignty. And Trump gave all kinds of things on what he did to protect us. I gave higher tariffs. I penalized them for this. And on and on. He said, I'm going to make them pay for Wu flu. How are you going to make them pay? How are you making them pay? They paid a $2 billion, $5 billion, $50 billion, whatever the number was to farmers. Joe Biden, that's taxpayer money. Yeah, nice try, Joe. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's getting money from China, negotiating deals with China. And, of course, Trump never let him live it down. Not once. Joe Biden denies, I didn't take any money. And Trump goes, yeah, you did. Through your son, big guy, big man. It was masterful. Every point Donald Trump wanted to make got made. Anyway, do you want to play? Look, let me go back to Pelosi's clip where she's not taking any questions on Hunter Biden. See, the strategy of the Democrats is they think they can run and hide from all this stuff. They've already issued a media blackout. If you want to talk to any Democrat, if you cover the Hunter Biden story, we will not talk to you. And the media is going, oh my gosh, they won't talk to us. As if it matters. If any of the media decides they're going to cover this story and the Democrats say we won't talk to you, I guarantee you Republicans will be talking to them and their ratings will go through the roof. The New York Times has to be kicking itself at this point for not dropping this story. But you know why they wouldn't do it? Because they're being strong-armed by the Democrats. That's the reason. They want to claim this story's false. Here's the former mayor of Baltimore, Stephanie Rawlins Blake, talking about this story.
Okay, so one can assume that the president is sharpening his attacks, particularly when it comes to Hunter and Joe Biden's business dealings in China, Ukraine, and other places. How is Joe Biden preparing to respond and defend himself against those attacks, particularly now that Hunter Biden's former business partner is coming forward? These are not anonymous sources, and that we are getting a look at some of these emails that were exchanged.
The way the president is going to prepare is the same way Fox prepared when this bogus story first showed up, which is to turn it down because they knew
that's news, part of a Washington, as the
FBI says, potentially a Russian conspiracy to interfere with our election. And my hope is that our country will not be led down this road again by Putin and allow Russia to interfere with our election. And my hope is that Fox will participate in the interference in our election by continuing to perpetuate a bogus story.
Let me get in there.
Clearly, the new talking points for the Democrats involve everybody, all these surrogates, going out and claiming it's a fake story, it's a fake story, it's a fake story. I'm going to tell you right now, it is not going to play. They are done. What this debate showed is that Donald Trump is on top of even the most minutiae, the smallest of things. And again, I don't always like his answers. But he doesn't run from questions. They ask him about Black Lives Matter. He says, do you know the first I ever heard about Black Lives Matter was when they were talking about pigs in a blanket, roast them like bacon. Yeah, he goes, I think that's horrible. There's no way, don't misunderstand me, there's going to be a contingent of blacks who are, he didn't say the right thing. But there's nothing you don't like about that. That's what he's, hey, I don't think that's right. I don't think they should be saying that about police. Biden wants to paint him as a racist. Trump just absolutely destroyed this clown. Here's what I would tell you to do. Take this little exercise and ask yourself this. Is there anything that Biden said about President Trump that stuck? Where you went, oh man, he got him there. Yep, he pegged him on taxes, for example. Trump said, look, Mueller looked at me, he spent $48 million, he had access to everything I had. He spent $48 million and he had nothing. You know what his quip was at the end of it? Maybe we'll play it next hour. Donald Trump said, Joe, I don't have to spend $1 million to find out everything crooked you and your family's doing. I don't need to spend $48 million. It's that blatant. And Biden, what is he going to say? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A busy day of campaigning for President Trump, the president traveling to the battleground state of Florida, delivering two speeches, one at the Villages and another in Pensacola. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden delivering remarks in Delaware on COVID-19 and the economy. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi remains hopeful about ongoing negotiations on a new stimulus package, telling MSNBC that President Trump has been back and forth on the negotiations. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on what needs to be done.
We need to help the airlines. We need to help the schools directly. There's no reason why we have to have this humongous bill, which covers so much ground, other than the economy and COVID.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News, and Americans in Turkey are being warned of a possible terrorist attack. You're listening to USA Radio News. An explosive Colorado wildfire has already forced the evacuation of several mountain communities and the closure of Rocky Mountain National Park and blackened another close to 50,000 acres on Thursday as it jumped the United States Continental Divide. Many people have had to evacuate, including Matthew Reed.
We've been in our house for 11 months. Took 3 years to build it, and it's gone.
Reed speaking there on CBS News. The fires, which broke out on October 14th, are less than 10% contained.
It's hard, it's terrifying, but we have to allow these firefighters to get in there. There's so much smoke and active fire in that area right now. I can't put deputies in there.
Colorado Sheriff Brett Schoetlin. Voters in the United States have cast more than 50 million ballots for the November 3rd presidential election, eclipsing early voting tolls from the 2016 election. That's according to data compiled by the U.S. Elections Project. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are for sale. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Yeah, the debate is now over, but while the debate was brewing, there was controversy afoot. Story that broke on the same day as the debate. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris for sale, as well as other Democrats. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. People that listen to the KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. This is Fox News. You're going to love this, people, because, see, this is the 800-pound gorilla that has been on the Democrats' back for some time, trying to get to that albatross that's been hanging around their neck. The Democrats are in big trouble. And Fox News is talking about it. The media is not going to tell you this story the way I'm going to tell it to you. They're not. They're going to be mad at me for telling it to you the way I'm going to tell it to you. But I'm still going to tell it to you. Can somebody tell it to somebody else and tell it to them? You get what I'm saying. It is clear to this former management consultant, folks, to the largest companies in the world, that the Democrats can be bought. Fox News says there is a list of, quote, key domestic contacts for a joint venture involving Jim and Hunter Biden and the now bankrupt CEFC China Energy Company, which included former Vice President Joe Biden's current running mate, Kamala Harris, among other prominent Democrats. This email was exclusively obtained by Fox News with the subject line, Phase 1 Domestic Contacts Project, dated May 15, 2017. Biden's brother, Jim Biden, shared a list of key domestic contacts for Phase 1 target projects. I'm just going to stop there for just a second and let us all gloat together. Okay, we should gloat together about this because in 2017, the Biden family had colluded to carve up the world. They were worse than the Clinton family. Nah, I don't think they were that bad, but they were pretty bad. Biden's brother partnering with his nephew, and of course, they had set aside a piece for the big guy. One of my friends said he hoped that Trump would would when they introduce Biden, he'd say to him, "Hey, yeah, glad to be here with the big guy." Oh, man, the debate. More to talk about. So phase one, folks, just so you're clear, was already underway as Biden the Younger, a.k.a. Hunter the Crackhead, played frontman for the family's illicit dealings. That was phase one. And you know what happened in phase one? It got found out. The Ukrainian government, through all this swamp draining that Donald Trump has managed to do, it got found out, and they couldn't implement phase two. Phase two was supposed to be a Joe Biden victory. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you believe that Joe Biden was going to become president of the United States, you might still be carrying a pager, hoping that that sucker goes, "Yeah, just a minute, I think somebody trying to page me." Are you kidding? You're going to make Joe Biden part of your strategy? Yeah. Anyway, they were thinking this. There were some people out there going, "Yeah, well, when Joe becomes president, you know, we'll carve up the world just like the Clintons did." The Clinton family mafia, known as the Clinton Foundation, a.k.a. the Clinton Global Initiative, which is essentially a racketeering group that was going out making people believe that when we're president, man, if you think I can rip people off as Secretary of State, you wait till I show you I can do as president. Hillary Clinton, if you are a despot who had control of your country's resources, the Clintons were your best friends. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to rip off Haiti, and then we're going to come over here, and we're going to do this. We're going to give you $15 billion of their money, but you got to make sure you can funnel that back to the foundation, and then we're going to fly around on the foundation's jets and stuff and live and buy places and all that, and then we'll be all, everybody's going to be good," said Bill Clinton. Yeah. That's what they were doing. Well, guess what? It failed for the Clintons, and it's going to fail for the Bidens. I did a video, and I said to the people that dare want to deal with this stuff, the Democrats who believe in their heart of hearts that Donald Trump is going to be defeated, you better get a wake-up call. I want you to understand, folks, this email is unrelated to the laptop or the hard drives that belong to Hunter Biden. And there is no purportedly belong to Hunter Biden. There is no maybe they belong to Hunter Biden. They belong to Hunter Biden. And you want to know how I know? Because Miss Melissa made the comment that if they didn't belong to Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden's legal team wouldn't have called up the owner of the shop and said, "Hey, we'd like to get Hunter's laptops back." I know. Logic and reason. Common sense being used by the Jackson family as we explain things to the world. Hunter Biden's laptops, undoubtedly. Information on them. FBI, yep, it's Hunter Biden's. Ew. Yeah, it's Hunter Biden's. Hunter Biden and Anthony Weiner, I don't know how those two were not besties. I mean, I just don't know. How do you not end up being besties? These two boys, woo! How do you not be besties? This is smoking gun. Rudy Giuliani said, "I'm going to give you a drip campaign." Well, I say this, somebody better get a bucket and a mop. Because this is becoming more than a drip campaign. This is somebody left the water spigot on, and it's just running all over the place. You better get a sump pump. Who are the list of people that were supportive of this initiative, according to the family Biden? Harris, before she was running mate, Kamala Harris, Senate Minority Leader, Chuck Schumer, Amy Klobuchar, Minnesota, Senator Dianne Feinstein, California, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, New York, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, among others. What a list. Talk about a list of leftist notables. It don't get any better than that for the lefties, man. That's. I mean, they could have had Barack Obama on there. Why didn't they? Isn't that curious? Because you want to know why? Obama, maybe he's made too much money. He doesn't need it. Barack's like, yeah, I helped Joe get it set up, but, you know, I'm pretty cool now. I got a lot of money. Me and Michelle, well, you know, we doing things. We got book deals, Netflix. Four Democrat presidential candidates, a former head of the DNC, governors, to name a few, folks. Interestingly, though, no Republicans on this list, and nobody named Trump. Yeah. Are we to presume maybe that these are additional co-conspirators with the Bidens? I'm fairly confident that at least publicly these people would admit to supporting Biden in the election. Privately, they're probably going, that guy's a clown. But then they're like, hey, but he's putting together this sweet deal. We could all make a lot of money. Oh, okay, well, if he could do that, put me on the list. I do see why powerful Democrats might publicly support this first-class moron by the name of Joe Biden, Joey Fingus, Joey Captain Demento Biden, and his wife, Dr. Biden. Yeah. Like the Chinese, like the Ukrainians, like the Russians, like anywhere Joe Biden was put in charge of foreign policy, maybe they all wanted to cash in with the Bidens. Look at what Bill Clinton did. Bill Clinton would run over to Russia, speak for $500,000, because you know people want to see. They are so interested in what Bill Clinton says. Everybody makes that kind of coin. Come on, man. Come on, man. What are you talking about, man? So, yeah, why not? Bill Clinton's cashing in. The Bidens are like, you know what? We've been watching this Clinton family, this bunch of white trash from Arkansas cash in. I mean, I may be stupid. I may be from Scranton. And I may be a pathological liar. But I've never been accused of cashing in, at least not until recently. Why can't we get ours? We're the Biden. I can see the Biden family pep rally, the talk, as they were going through. You're right, Dad. Hunter, be quiet. And, hey, put the crack pipe down while we're trying to have this meeting. And Jim's like, hey, leave Hunter alone. I mean, he's the one's kind of figured this thing out and said we should do it. Yeah, but who's going to make it happen? A joke. Who's going to make it happen? The only reason why we're here having this meeting is because you guys know I'm finished in the top of my class, and I'm really smart, and I'm the one that can hook this thing up. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
this is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us, come.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Dr. Biden, your husband showed remarkable restraint that night when Trump repeatedly attacked your son and disrespected your family. And I've spent a little bit of time with you, and I know how important your family is to you, and I know how protective you are over them. Now, he continued those attacks at rallies, encouraging the crowd to lock Joe up. And on Monday, he claimed that there's some sort of story on the way about a scandal involving your family that will, quote, make him almost an impotent candidate. How do you feel about these constant personal attacks, and how do you respond to them?
you know, as a mother, I mean, I don't like to see my son attacked, and certainly I don't like to see my husband attacked. But for me, or to me, these are distractions. I mean, this election is not about Joe Biden or Jill Biden or Kamala or Doug. It is about the American people. The American people don't want to hear these smears against my family. The American people are struggling right now. I mean, they're in the midst of all this chaos. They're trying to figure out how to put food on the table. You know, they don't have jobs. They need health care. Americans don't want to hear this. And that's why I thought Joe did such a great job at the debate, because he addressed the issues. He talked directly to the American people and said, this is what I will do as your president. And Donald Trump just ranted, and I don't even know what he was doing up there. So this time the debate commission has said that they will mute the mics and they'll each get their 2 minutes to speak. And so the American people will clearly see their choice.
I want to be clear, they're talking about the first debate, and they didn't know what the smears were all going to be. Well, they did know. Dr. Jill knows. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to it. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. Dr. Biden, your husband showed remarkable restraint when Trump attacked your family. He encouraged the crowd to lock him up. He says what they're going to release will make him impotent. I don't like to see my son attacked and my husband attacked. It's a distraction. American people do not want to hear smears. But you notice something? Did you notice something? People listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Did you catch it? I'm gonna wait a minute. I just want to give them a second. My producers are looking at me like I'm crazy. Did you catch it? It's a very simple thing. You heard her response. Did you catch it? I'm not going to play it again because it isn't anything that she said. You ready? Good. Now that I have your attention. Did you notice Dr. Jill never made a denial? I know many of you did because you're smart people. You're listening to my show. That proves it. Even you lefties, I know you're redeemable if you're over here listening. Good for you. There was no denial. It wasn't. Whatever information President Donald Trump brings, I can tell you, we are more than happy to confront. We've done nothing wrong as a family, so let him bring it. There was none of that. You know what Trump says when you bring up his family? He's like, we divested from everything. He said the other day, my kids could be making a fortune. Says they come to me, Dad, I want to do this. I'm like, nope, not while I'm president. It isn't Donald Trump that's putting his life on hold for 8 years. It is his entire family. But you know what Trump knows? When I'm done, my family's name will be absolutely golden. Can you say that about these lefties? Do you believe that the Biden family's name is going to be golden after all of this, folks? We have more than a smoking gun. The email that was sent from Jim to Hunter Biden, Tony Bobulinski, Rob Walker, and James Gillier was about the Biden family wanting to get theirs. They watched everybody else around them do it. Joe was a number two, and he was being treated like a Zeta dog. Is there a Zeta? I think there's a Zeta in the Greek alphabet. He's being treated like a chump. And they're saying, no, we're going to get ours, Dad. And he goes, you know what? Well, you're right. I watched Barack over there. I was completely dedicated to him. He won't even campaign for me. He gets a $60 million book deal, he and Michelle. The dude doesn't even know how to write. Bill Ayers wrote his books. They get a fat deal with Netflix. They're making movies. He's getting $1 million a speech. He's running around in people's private jets. And look at me. What am I going to get? The family was mad. And in the wake of swamp politics, they had every right to be mad. Hillary Clinton, worth hundreds of millions of dollars. This is trailer park white trash compared to the Bidens. Getting all kinds of dough. everybody around him. Pelosi, worth over $100 million. 2008, she was worth, I think, $6 million. Now, let's put it in perspective. Bobulinski, who got the email, was an institutional investor who was recruited by the Biden family to run their joint venture with the now bankrupt business in China that Hunter had hooked them up with. Now, I'm going to ask you this. We got a brother, Jim. We got Hunter the crackhead. We got foreign policy with China, Ukraine, etc. Do you want to try to convince this black man that Joe Biden didn't know what was going on here? Bobulinski is a former lieutenant in the Navy. He served as the CEO of Sinohawk Holdings, which he said was a partnership between that failed Chinese company and, quote, the Biden family. Now, these people think they're going to talk around it. Joe Biden thinks she's going to just, oh, they're just mean-spirited people and doing all this. Good luck if that's your strategy, people. The Biden selected Bobulinski due to his service in the Navy. I'm pretty sure he got out with a good bill of health, unlike Hunter. They needed somebody clean, folks, in this deal. And military men make great patsies, I'm sorry to say. They do. They don't. They tend to just, you know, they, especially when it comes to, oh, well, this is a guy. He's above and beyond reproach. He's the vice president, and he's not going to put me in deals where I could go to prison. Patsy, you might as well just put Patsy on your forehead. You're the one going to jail, Bobulinski. You think the Bidens are? They selected him for what? But here's the thing. What an elixir, folks. What an elixir this deal had to be. Who could blame a family for saying, you know what? We paid our dues. We were public service. I mean, even though Biden sucked in public service Hunter's a crackhead and whatever else the Biden family's going through, I want what's best for their family. If you can make something out of your stuff legally, like when I heard Anthony Weiner was going to run a company, I forget what they were doing, but I'm like, congratulations, man. He shouldn't go into the oblivion or be on the street begging because he did something bad. Let the guy make a living. Hunter Biden's got a crack problem, a drug problem, a prostitute problem. I mean, now, if he's with underage girls, he's got another problem that I can't forgive him for. But if it's just drugs and too much sex, you know what? Let the guy live his life. Try to figure himself out. Try to make something of himself. The problem is, this family chose a crooked path. I don't have a problem with Joe Biden saying, you know, we need to figure out a way to take my status and let's do something. Let's make a Biden family legacy that we can be proud of. Is this it? We know the Biden name doesn't have any cachet. They couldn't do it domestically. There isn't a company. Hey, I tell you what, boy, we could really improve our brand if we just put some of these Bidens on. Crackheads, people that don't pay their child support, demented people, fake PhDs and whatever. So, I have no doubt, folks, they looked at this and said, you know what, this is a heck of a deal. If we can keep this under wraps, it's unscrupulous, but we can do it. We can sell it. We got the media. We got the president on our side. We got all this good stuff going time of Obama. Folks, the Bidens are for sale. And that list includes others who would sell out America in a heartbeat. Chuck Schumer and McAuliffe. Why? Look at what Feinstein did. She had a dude working for her who was a Chinese spy. These stories bolster my faith in why we elected Donald Trump. Be proud of yourselves, America.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.